in the calm of the summer night. Dimly lit by the fire's light, I hear my husband saying they need, I see his eyes in the hall. And in that moment I know that he is struggling hard, fighting with God once more. I hear God's voice on the desert, or in the stream by the olive trees. This means nothing to Abraham, lost as he is. He's no different from any man. He needs to have every command spelled out, every bend in the river's flow, every drift of the driven snow, every mountain, every grain of sand, every woman and every man will learn someday how problems a little slow at figuring out what he's supposed to do. Isaac is bound and he looks free. I see the flash of a silver blade. Now I know why I brought this round out to this battle. Quick, I say, go to Abraham. Maybe in you, he'll understand God's will. Every bend in the river's flow, every drift of the driven snow, every mountain, every grain of sand, he's looking a little deep. He says, "Am I but realized this time you went too far? But before you apologize, let you and I talk about Teshuvah." He's so caught up in what he's done, forgets to unbind his son. I feel Isaac at first is glad, then his confusion. He looks at me and says, "What's with Dad?" I shake my head and answer,